You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem, the interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford. Craft brewing has become very popular in recent years, and the St. Mel's Brewing Company in Longford Town is a good example of an enterprising business. Trevor Winkworth met up with one of the owners and brewer Liam Hanlon for a tour and explanation of the process.
So what we do here is we make beer, and what we do when we make beer is we feed sugar to yeast, and the yeast eats the sugar and gives us back alcohol and carbon dioxide. And where that sugar comes from is very important, has a major impact on the flavour of the beer, and most brewers take most of their sugar from the starch in barley grain. Before we get the barley, it's malted. The maltster tricks the grain into growing a little bit, and that means we have access to two things in the grain. We have access to starch and we have access to enzymes. So if you take a look at the grain...
Liam's showing me the grain.
You have loads of little white powdery stuff like a flour, and that's the starch. And then you have the brownish bits that are solid, and that's the husk. And what we get from that is we get the starch and we get the husk, and the husk contains enzymes. So by mixing the barley grain, the malted barley, with water at a perfect temperature, the enzymes are activated, they break down the starch, and they give us sugar. What I'm showing you here is called lager malt, so that's malted barley that has been dried at a quite a low temperature over a long period of time, because it's a lovely light colour in the beer. There's lots of other grains we can use. Some are roasted like a coffee bean, some are stewed to create some sugars, they're called crystal malts. And all those different grains and effects have different impacts on the flavour in the beer.
Now I'm looking at Malting Company of Ireland, so is this Irish barley?
This is all Irish barley. We do import a little bit of speciality stuff as well. For us, where the grain comes from is very important. So I told you that the yeast eats sugar and gives alcohol and carbon dioxide. Some bigger breweries, to cut costs, would use different forms of sugar and different sources of starch. Malted barley is probably the most expensive form of starch you can get, but it also gives us the best flavour. Bigger brewers use things like high fructose corn syrup and maize and things like that as well, just to bring their costs down. We don't do any of that. Everything we use is completely natural. So here we have a series of steel tanks, and this is where the brewing process happens. So what the brewer does is he makes the sugar. The yeast makes the beer from the sugar. So this is where we make the sugar. We mix the grain in here. This vessel is called a mash tun. And we make a thick porridge-like substance called the mash. That's by mixing water and grain. And what happens is the enzymes in here start converting the starch into sugar. At the bottom of this vessel is a false bottom, and the grain acts as a filter bed, and the liquid falls to the bottom, and we extract it, and that's called wort, or sweet wort. And that's a really strong mixture of sugar and water.
Now, just before you go, I see two slithers. I'm guessing Hurley's. That's not for Hurley's yet. I guess that's not for flavour.
No, that's for mixing the grain. That's for mixing the grain.
I thought it might be a secret weapon. You have the same bells that you throw Hurley into it.
Protection. So we collect the sweet wort down here, and we pass it into the next vessel, which is called our brewing kettle. We control the strength of the final beer by controlling the concentration of the sugar in the brewing kettle. And once we have the concentration we want, we boil it for an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the beer. And that's a very important step, because that sterilises the product and makes it safe for the yeast. This is where we add hops as well, and we're going to show you the hops.
So the hops are kept cold?
We keep the hops in the freezer. We keep the hops in the freezer because it locks in the freshness. And stops the hops from degrading over time. The hop is an amazing plant. It's first cousin of the cannabis plant, but the active ingredient in hops is different to the active ingredient in cannabis, so it doesn't have the same effect.
It's a pity in one way.
So what we get out of this is a type of acid called alpha acid, and that adds the bitterness to beer. You also get essential oils, which give us the aroma for beer. And different hops from different regions give us different bitterness and different aromas. So we import hops from all over the world. American hops tend to be very fruity. German hops tend to have a fine grassy quality and a fine bitterness. So different beers require different hops. and all the different varieties do different things, a little bit like different varieties of grapes.
Gotcha.
And there's huge impacts from the weather and the soil, and it's big business selecting the right crop for your brew every year. And you can just get a smell of those. You can't smell on the radio, obviously.
Yeah, I can get a smell. I can't transmit it on audio, but...
So different hops do different things, and we've even used, in this brewery, we've used wild hops from America that were specially cultivated from. We add the hops in the kettle, and sometimes we add the hops in the fermenter as well. That's called dry hopping. But all the hop additions give different flavors and have different impacts on the beer. And then we pass the liquid, which is still called wort, through a heat exchanger where it's cooled. So we cool it from 100 degrees down to 18 degrees for the fermenter. And in the case of lagers, we cool it down to 12 degrees. So then we pass it. We send it over here to our fermentation vessels.
So these are the big tanks I'm looking at.
And a batch for us, a single batch of beer for us is 1,500 litres, which is about 3,000 bottles. The fermentation takes place for an ale at 22 degrees and for a lager at 12 degrees.
And how long?
And an ale takes 3 days to ferment out, and a lager takes a week. And then we condition it just to let the flavours develop properly. An ale is conditioned for at least 10 days, and a lager is conditioned for at least 21 days.
So you're looking at 21 days plus a week, a month.
Yeah,
a month.
Yeah. So it's 4 weeks for a lager in the tank, and it's 2 weeks for an ale in the tank.
And you have what, six tanks, four tanks?
We have six tanks. Four of them are single batch tanks, and two of them are double batch tanks.
The big ones I'm
looking
at. The
big ones at the end, yeah. So then we package the beer, and we package in kegs, cans, and bottles. When we bottle the beer, there's a secondary fermentation that takes place in the bottles. I'll show you that over here. So we have a room here where we're controlling the humidity and the temperature of the bottle.
I can feel the heat.
Yeah. And what we're doing here is we're encouraging a secondary fermentation. So we strip out the first yeast, and we add a new yeast, and we add a little bit of sugar, and that creates fermentation in the bottle itself. That adds another layer of flavour onto the beer, and it means the carbon dioxide in the beer is completely natural as well.
That's just the bottles?
That's just with bottles, yeah. For kegs then, we fill all our kegs by hand. A batch of beer is 45 to 50 kegs for us. And we use a company in Mullingar then to do our canning, a company called Bevcraft. So they have a mobile canning unit, and we can hire them when we need canning.
So the beer can come into cans as well, right?
Yeah,
as well.
They bring a machine in and they fill the cans for us.
Very clever. So they come into you and...
Yeah.
Now, I see big kegs and little kegs.
We do kegs for the hospitality trade. That's these big stainless steel
kegs. We're used to seeing outside pubs and things.
Yeah, and then we do...
the little fellas.
We do little mini kegs as well. They're sold online. They're a little 5-litre keg, and you can put them in your fridge and you can pour draft beer at home. Very good, very good if you're having a party. And then we do these plastic kegs for people who have home bar equipment and want to have a keg at home. And that's become a much bigger part. Much bigger
business. Yeah, I was wondering, they're very sort of trendy... Completely different looking to... I wouldn't have said they're a keg to me.
Yeah, they're much lighter, so they're great that way. And they're good for exporting, and they're good for people who want to have a keg at home and keep it for a longer period than a pub would. That's it. That's really the brewing process.
So tell me now, you mentioned you're hoping to open up... You have a shop. Explain to me about... It's not straightforward. You can't just sell your own beer.
No. So, up until 2018, it was illegal for breweries to sell direct to the public without an off license or a bar license, and all the regulations that go with that.
Yeah.
In 2018, a new license was created by the government. Alan Kelly from the Labour Party actually led the work on it. And that allowed that created a new type of license called a producer's retail license, and that means that when we have a tour in, people can come and buy a bottle or a couple of bottles or a case of beer.
So we have a shop now.
So we've installed a shop at the front of the brewery, and it's great. Loads of local people come in and buy their box of beer for the week or for the month or whatever.
It's common sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and you know, it's great for us as well, because we get to interact with the people who drink our beer, and we've come to know our customers a bit better.
Yeah.
And we can tailor our beers to their likes a little bit more as well. And this year we're going to start selling tours, so we're going to start attracting tours probably on a Friday and Saturday. But people will be able to book them online, come in, get the tour I've just given you, have a look at all our beers and have a look around Longford. There'll be hookups with local bars so that people can go up there and get a meal and have a few pints as well.
Yeah, very good idea. And they can, you can have a little trail almost.
And we'll have a little bit of a trail, yeah. So, like Longford is up and coming in terms of tourism.
That's what we're all working on.
Yeah, so it's starting out from a fairly low base, but there's a lot of green shoots popping up now.
Good.
We just want to capitalise on that as well.
I'll come back for the tour.
Do, yeah, yeah.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to buy a bottle or two of beer before I leave and enjoy them when I get back to Cork.
So if you're in Longford, drop in and purchase some craft beers and stouts and check out their website, www.stmelsbrewing.com, for when those tours will start. Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.